Watch, 100-year-old World War II veteran travels from Connecticut to Iwo Jima for 80th anniversary of battle. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 6, 2025. A 100-year-old World War II veteran traveled from Bristol, Connecticut to Iwo Jima to mark 80 years since the U.S. fought on the small Japanese island. Joseph Comaniti, a 100-year-old World War II veteran who still goes to the gym daily, joined U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, military officials, and families of those killed in the Battle of Iwo Jima to visit the island for the combat's 80-year anniversary, according to a report by WTNH. Watch below. Comaniti is among the estimated three remaining living survivors of the Battle of Iwo Jima, where the iconic photograph was captured of U.S. Marines raising the American flag on the island. The Marine fought as a gunner on an assault amphibious vehicle, AAV, in the 36-day battle for Iwo Jima, where more than 6,800 Americans and 20,000 Japanese were killed in what was considered a major turning point in the last phase of World War II. I wanted to see where we came in and landed, and we did. We came down there where the red beach was, right by the mountain there. And I said, Neil, there's where I came down, Comaniti told WTNH in an interview after returning to Connecticut. Bristol Mayor Jeff Caggiano added, here's a guy who goes back to Iwo Jima at 100 years old, and is as humble as could be, and doesn't believe that he has done anything amazing. And it's one of the most amazing stories that I know in the city of Bristol. Comaniti reportedly took a 23-hour flight to Guam, then traveled to Iwo Jima and laid one of three wreaths at the site where the American flag was raised in March 1945. The 100-year-old Marine is now back home in Connecticut, a state from which 100 people died at Iwo Jima, WTNH noted. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.